In our previous shiur, we had quoted the Gemara, where the Gemara said, the Gemara had a question, what halacha of chatzitza is learned midaraisa, and what is learned mihalacha l'moshe m'sinai? And the Gemara said, kiyase hilchasa l'ruba l'miyutai, u'l'makbid ish'ena makbid, u'kudam Rabbi Yitzchak, dam Rabbi Yitzchak dva tai ruba u'makbid alaf chaitzitz. So Rashi explains that this statement that Rabbi Yitzchak made regarding that there's a difference, that midaraisa it's only Rubai Hamakbid, is only by the hair. And according to Rashi, at least the way Tosfos explains Rashi's opinion, on the hair, that's where distinctions begin to be made between Rubai Hamakbid, Rubai Sheina Makbid, Miyot Hamakbid. But on the body, the halacha would be that even Miyot She'ena Makbid would be a chatzitza. And the Ran explains that what brought Rashi to explain this way, because he says the Rashi points out, Rashi is basing his words, that if you read the words of the Gemara doesn't say ki asi hilchasa, ella ki asi hilchasa, it says ki asi hilchasa. That till now we've been speaking about the hair, and the Gemara continues only speaking about the hair. And only by the hair is there this distinction. We're not going back to the body. Tosfos has many questions on Rashi's pshat. Perhaps we'll discuss Tosfos' opinion in a moment, some of those questions. But Tosfos says that if that would be the case, that we're speaking about Saroi, so why do we need a post to teach us that the Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai teaches us Hilchos Chatzitza by the Sar? So why do we need a special pasuk of Espes Saroi that the Sar has a Chiyuv Tefila? Of course it has a Chiyuv Tefila if there's a Chiyuv Hilchos Chatzitza. And therefore, Tosfos' opinion, and this is the opinion of the Rambam, and this is the opinion that's paskened in Shulchan Aruch, Yoredeya, Simen Kuf Tzadiches, Sif Aleph, is that Gufay Kesaroi. And all of the rules that we just learned in our Gemara, that Rabbi Yitzchak says, are applied by the Sar and by the Basar. The Ritva has a different understanding of Rashi, and we'll discuss this opinion soon as well. Ritva's opinion is that what Rashi doesn't mean to say that the din of Rabbi Yitzchak only applies by the Sar and it doesn't apply by the Basar. What Rashi means to say is that the Sar is viewed independently and the Basar is viewed independently. When we have to decide, is it a Roiv, is it a Miut, is it a Makbid, is it a She'ena Makbid? But not to say that by the Basar, the halacha would be that even a Miut She'ena Makbid would be a chatzitza. And of course, as we said in our previous year, this is the halacha. We paskin like Tosfos, or we paskin like Ritva's understanding of Rashi. But now we could understand better why we quoted in our previous year that one should be Makbid, especially on his Basar, regarding a Miut She'ena Makbid. And when we discussed that in our previous year, we asked, why? But according to Rashi, it's very understandable. Because according to Tosfos' understanding of Rashi, by the Basar, a Miut She'ena Makbid is a Chatzitza. And therefore, one should be careful not to have any Chatzitza. So, the Mefarshim try to understand what is the basis of this machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam. What is the basis of the machlokes between Rashi and the Rambam if we treat the Sar separately or we treat the Sar together with the rest of the Basar? So I saw that the Brisker Rav explains the machlokes quite simply. And he understands that The machlokes between Rashi and Rambam is what does the pasuk that taught us es besoroi, es hatofel besoroi, what does that pasuk come to teach us? Does the pasuk come to teach us that the sar is part of the basar? That's the way the Rambam understands. And just like by the basar, there's a just like, and therefore whatever is the body is considered, that the Torah is teaching us with the words es besoroi. Don't just look at the basar as requiring tefillah, but the sar requires tefillah together with the basar. If that's the understanding, so of course when we make the calculation of roiv and miut, as the Rambam says, we're going to combine the basar together with the sar, because that's what the Torah meant to teach us with es besoroi, that make this all one big entity. Rashi, however, says the Brisker Rav, understands es besoroi to teach us a different halacha. Rashi understands es besoroi to teach us that the Torah is teaching us that there's a din of tefillah on the basar, and there's a din of tefillah on the sar. And without that pasuk, I would think that there's no chiyuv tefillah on the sar. When the Torah now is teaching us that there is a chiyuv tefillah on the sar, what the Torah is teaching us is that that sar should have tefillah, but it's an independent chiyuv tefillah than the chiyuv tefillah that exists on the basar. And therefore, either, as Tosfos understands Rashi, these halachas of Rabbi Yitzchak only apply to the sar, or even if we follow the Ritva's explanation of the, if we follow the Ritva's explanation of Rashi, it's still, the sar is separate from the basar, because the Torah is teaching us that sar has tefillah, but it's a separate chiyuv tefillah from the chiyuv tefillah of the basar. And with this, we can answer a question that many poskim ask. The Gemara here discussed that if somebody has a hair tied, one hair tied, the Gemara says, is certainly considered a chatzitza. And the poskim ask, why is it a chatzitza? Isn't this a situation of min b'minoi? And we know that throughout halacha there's a concept that min b'minoi ain't a chatzitz. And that's why, where do we learn that halacha? We learned that halacha by the Dalaminim, that if somebody ties his lulav, he does the eged lulav with lulav branches, it's considered not a chatzitza, because it's a min b'minoi. So therefore, many mefarshim ask, even if one here is tied, why would that be considered a chatzitza? Isn't that a situation of min b'minoi? So some achronim answer that when do I say min b'minoi is not a chatzitza? When I have an obligation to do something with one of the two items, again using the example of the lulav, I have an obligation to hold the lulav. I don't have an obligation to hold what ties the lulav. Therefore, if the material used to tie the lulav was minoy, was the same min as the lulav, ain't a chaitzitz. It's not considered a chatzitza. But over here, the hair, all of the hair has a chiyuv tefillah. Since all of the hair has a chiyuv tefillah, there I can't apply the concept of min b'minoi ein chatzitz. Davni Nezer has a different explanation. And it goes back to what we discussed in the previous shir. Chatzitza is not an independent halacha, says Davni Nezer. Chatzitza is a din in the tefillah. A tefillah with a chatzitza is not a tefillah. So therefore explains the Davni Nezer. Yes, perhaps you'll have a situation where your hair is tied with its own strand, and it's a min b'minoi. But at the end of the day, the water didn't touch that hair, which was tied together. And if the water didn't touch that hair, which was tied together, you have a problem of a chatzitza, even if it's min b'minoi. And therefore, we take this concept a step further. I saw that the Sfas Emes asks a question. Al Gemara says that if you have a hair tied together, one knot on a hair, so as we explained in our previous shir, when you have one knot, you're going to be able to have a very tight knot, and since you're going to have a very tight knot, that's going to be considered a chatzitza. But ask the Sfas Emes, another achronim asked this question as well. If you have a long strand of hair, and yes, it has one knot in the middle, So what? Your hair is still mostly without a chatzitza. Why is that hair considered a chatzitza? Why do we consider that strand of hair to be a strand of hair with a chatzitza? And the way most Mefarshim learn the Gemara very simply, if most of the hair will have one knot per hair, it'll be chatzitza. So I did indeed see that there are, that Avni Nezer wants to suggest, you're right, if there's only one knot in a hair, and most of the hair is out of knot, it's considered a chatzitza. It's not considered a chatzitza. When we say it has a knot, one hair tied to the other, means that most of the strand of hair is knotted up. It's a very big chiddush. You will almost never have a chatzitza. However, the Sfas Emes gives a different explanation. The Sfas Emes says that the Torah says that and this is very much in line with Rashi's understanding. Rashi's understanding we're learning now is that the Torah establishes that there's a separate chiyuv tefillah on the hair. Es besaroi, the Torah Kedoshah teaches us that there's a separate chiyuv tefillah on the hair. And the Torah is teaching us that if a person has a head full of hair, how do we have their head covered with the mikvah water? Or isn't that hair a chatzitza? The answer is, says the Sfas Emes, a very big chiddush, the Torah says that if the hair is clear, then the water will be able to penetrate the head as well. But hairs that are knotted prevent the water from touching the head properly. If they prevent the water from touching the head properly, we could very well understand what's happening here. Even one knot prevents the head, according says the Sfas Emes, the Gemara is teaching us, from being able to be properly, have a proper tefillah. And since they prevent the hair from having the head from having the proper tefillah, even one knot per hair would be a problem. So Tysus asks a question. If according to Rashi, at least according to Tysus' explanation of Rashi, the din of chatzitza only applies by the hair, but in the body, anything is considered a chatzitza, even a miyut she'en a makbid. So he asks, the Gemara Masechta Yevamos teaches us that a woman who's not Jewish, who's pregnant, and we know if she becomes a geyoris, part of her obligation is to have tefillah. If she goes to the mikveh that way, asks the Gemara, the tefillah works for her child as well. Asks the Gemara why it's a chatzitza, and the chatzitza the child doesn't come in contact with the body. So ask Tysus, if Rashi is correct, so then it doesn't. Then even if it's a miyach and a makbid, even if part of the water could touch the child, it still wouldn't be good, because by Basser, even a miyach and a makbid is considered a chatzitza. And in fact, Tysus in Masechta Yevamos says that the Gemara could have asked this question. The Gemara asked a better question. Avni Nezer, however, explains that the way to understand is the halacha is, says Avni Nezer, that since Chazal established that Ruba Sheina Makbet is Chatzitza, so we see it's always, everything is considered a Chatzitza. But, says Avni Nezer, but that's only on the body. On the hair, that even a Ruba Sheina Makbet is only Chatzitza Bidrabona. And since it's not a Chatzitza Bidraisa, it could become bottle to the other item as well. But as explained earlier, the Ritva and many other Rishonim certainly say that Rashi is not to be understood like Tosfos says to understand him, that the din of chatzitza only applies on the hair, not on the body. But Rashi agrees that it applies on the hair and on the body. Just what Rashi means to say, and this is the opinion of the Gaonim, that the hair is viewed separately and the body is viewed separately. But not a question to understand is, according to this opinion of the Gaonim, how do we look at the hair on the body? Do we look at all the places that there are hair on the body as one area? That means every person's body will halachically look be consist of two places. One is all of your hair on the body, and another place is all of the rest of your body. Or is every area where you have hair on your body viewed separately? The Sidra Tahara, the Tferes Lamosha, the Panim Iris, all say that according to the Gaonim, and according to Ritva, this is the opinion of Rashi as well, we look at every place on the body that has hair as a separate entity. And therefore, if you'll have a place on the body that just has not much hair, you'll have a real problem of possibly having a chatzitza d'oraisa. The Chazon Ish has a very interesting opinion. The Chazon Ish opinion says like this. You have in the body three areas. You have the hair on the head. You have all the other places on the body where there are hair. And then you have the body itself. And therefore, he says, when we look at the other parts of the body that have hair, we don't look at the hair itself. We don't look at each area separately. We combine them all to determine if they have a chatzitza. Says the Mi'iri, that if the Gaonim are mechadish, that the hair is viewed separately and the body is viewed separately, says the Mi'iri, that the Gaonim would hold that each aver, each limb of the body, would be considered a separate area as well. And that, of course, would be a real chumrah, because even if you'll have just on one finger a chatzitza, and on that finger it's a rubai hamatbid, even though when we look at that little finger compared to the rest of the body, it's certainly a mere, it's only a small part of your entire body. The Mi'iri says that it's considered a separate area itself. And in fact, the Avni Nezer says that if that's true, we're going to discuss the Mitzvah Shem, and we all know that two of the areas on the body which are most prone to chatzitza are the fingernails and the teeth. So says the Avni Nezer, if somebody will have a chatzitza in his teeth, which is not hard to have, or a chatzitza on his fingernails, we won't look at it as part of the entire body. It will be looked at independently, and you could end up have a chatzitza that covers your, that will make it a chatzitza d'oraisa, which chas v'shalom, if somebody went to the mikveh that way, they would be completely, that tefillah would be considered completely invalid and would be pasul. The halacha, as far as this shaila, is that the Shulchan Aruch in Simen in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Tzadik Zayin Sif Hei, says that we should look at the hair independently, and the Sidrei Tahara says that we should be machmer that with the other chumrah as well, that we should look at every area of hair independently, and therefore every area of hair is viewed separately as far as the halakhos of Rubai, a miut, a makbet, an ain a makbet.